Thank you. What a real joy, blessing, a privilege, and an honor it is to be able to come to your place to listen. And again, we are grateful for God's mercy, His infinite wisdom, His love, His compassion toward us, and especially me, myself, as a sinner. I realize that I'm a sinner. Now, I'm no longer in the sight of God Almighty and counted as a sinner. I've been sanctified and cleansed through the blood of Jesus. I belong to Him, and He's my Savior, and I appreciate Him saving a sinner such as myself. That is, my flesh is sinful, exceedingly sinful. And beloved, there's nothing good about it. The only good part about me will be the one who's alive in me, that is Christ in me, God in me, the hope of glory. He's worth talking about and living for. Nobody's ever done anything for me like He did, because nobody else could. He's the only one that's ever had the immaculate birth, the divine birth. He wasn't born by the will of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, but He was born of the Holy Ghost of God. God Almighty reincarnate in a human body. God became man and took on the form of likeness of sinful flesh, yet He knew no sin, but He became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I'm talking about Jesus, who is God reincarnate in a human body. The Bible said God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Bible said in these three are one. He's the only one true and living God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, God became man. It behooved Him, the Bible said, to be made likened unto His brethren. And so He came down and took on the form of sinful flesh, yet He knew no sin, but became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I've been justified. The Bible said that Jesus was delivered from my offenses, that's my sins, and raised again for my justification. In the sight of God Almighty, I've been justified. I'm unworthy of it. I should have went to hell a long time ago, but God had mercy upon me, a poor lost sinner, bound up by sin and Satan. The God of this world, He blinded my mind. Now, I knew who Jesus was. My mother introduced me to Him, and I knew He was the Son of God. I seen Him in my mama, and I knew He was alive, but I run from the call of God up till I was 23 years old, and at 23, I got broken contrite, all for the only thing I had to offer on my behalf. That was my broke heart and my contrite spirit. I surrendered my will to the will of God. I called on Him to have mercy upon me, a sinner. My mouth said didn't say anything. My heart was doing all the speaking. And I really didn't know how to pray, but God gave me a prayer of repentance, and that's the only thing you can on your behalf bring is your broke heart, your contrite spirit. The Bible said that God seeketh us to worship Him in spirit and in truth, for God is a spirit. Beloved, He's a divine spirit, a holy spirit, and He cannot and will not tabernacle nor live in you do you repent of your sins. He's got to cleanse you. There's an old song that says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. There's no other cleansing agent, beloved, that can cleanse you from sin. The blood, the life-giving flow of the body. And He gave His life. He, of course, was not a martyr. Beloved, He offered up Himself as a sweet-smelling and incense to God Almighty, a sacrifice pleasing to God the Heavenly Father. When He died and made the atonement at Calvary, gave up the ghost, the Bible said the veil back in Jerusalem that separated the holy place from the holiest of holies was rent from top to bottom, signifying the way it had been made, the price had been paid. Beloved, for us to enter in with boldness, that is, with confidence, enter inside the veil. What only the high priest will once a year, and that will not without blood, beloved. At the Day of Atonement, first His own sin, then the sin of the people. Jesus only had to enter in one time. That's offer up Himself as a sweet smelling incense to God Almighty. When He did that and gave up the ghost, He cried out on the cross, it's finished. He finished the work. He finished the work. He settled the debt, beloved. He paid the price for our eternal salvation. And I'm glad, thank God, He entered in through the veil by the new and the living way, which He, this Jesus, has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, died on our behalf, offered up Himself as that sweet incense, as that sacrificial lamb, the lamb without spot, the lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before the world ever was, He was in the very beginning. That God didn't predestine man to go to hell nor to die, to commit sin. God gives men a choice, win His image, win His likeness, and most folk don't take any credit for their sorrowness and their sin. They like to gloat over good things maybe they've tried to accomplish or to do. When it comes down to looking at himself, men love darkness more than they love light. They don't come to light lest their evil deeds be reproved. This old flesh loves sin. It's subject to sin, subject to vanity, beloved, and it's at their very best state. It's altogether vain. Our flesh is wretched and rotten. The Apostle Paul, the prince of all preachers, said, O wretched man that I am, that is, fleshly man that I am. He said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus our Lord. I will mind the mind of Christ that God gives you when you get saved. He said, I will mind serve the law of God, but my flesh, he said, the law of sin. Sin is in your member. By nature, beloved, we're sinners, shaven iniquity, and born in sin. But God doesn't, of course, hold sin against you. You reach the age of accountability, and that just varies on the person and the individual. He's a just God. But if you've got a guilt of sin, and beloved, you know that you're in sin, then sins have been imputed unto you. And if you die in sin, you wind up lifting up your eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation in an unquenchable fire where the fire will never go out. The smoke of the torment of a second death will ascend up ever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. Now, God wouldn't send you to hell. You'll send yourself to hell. God sent Jesus to keep you out of hell. The glorious gospel, beloved, that's what God's ordained to save sinners. The Bible said it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. There is no Bible belief, no saving grace outside of somebody who's got to, in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. How, he said, how are they going to call on the earth? How are they going to hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Salvation is a gift of God, for by grace are you saved through faith, and in that not of yourself. The gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now the grace of God, that be the Lord Jesus, that's how you get saved. He is the grace of God. He did bring salvation. He completed it when he died at Calvary. He gave up the ghost, beloved. He sacrificed himself. Sin has been atoned for. Thank God for that. I don't have to worry about going to heaven now. I'm under the blood. The Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. My sins, all the sins of my past, before I got saved, beloved, had been put in God's seal of forgiveness, never be brought to His remembrance anymore. It said, as far as the east is from the west, so hath the Lord put our iniquities away from Him, beloved, and they're gone. They're done away with. All those sinful things I've done, beloved, they don't bother me. I know they're under the blood. I mean, I have no guilt about them. They were sinful. I knew that. But so far as having a guilty conscience, it's been eradicated. It's been cleansed. Thank God I've got a brand new heart in me. That is a new nature, divine nature. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. When you get saved, He puts His Holy Spirit inside you, beloved. The Bible said, therefore, if any person it will be without the Spirit of God, he's none of his. If you don't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, beloved, it's evident that you're not saved. Now, you might have a mind service, a lip service, you may know in your mind that He's the Son of God. That's good. I'm glad that you do. But have you been introduced to Him personally as He got alive in you, beloved? Have you repented of your sins? Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. And it's not repentance as far as mind is concerned, or mouth is concerned. It's not with the mind nor the mouth that we believe, beloved. It's with the heart. The Bible said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And what is He talking about? The pump, this old pump in this organ in the body that pumps the blood? No, that's flesh. That's human, beloved. He's not talking about that. There is a heart that is in the soul of you. Man is a trinity, soul, spirit, and body. It's soul, spirit, and body. Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit doth rejoice in God my Savior, beloved. She was rejoicing with the salutation that the angel told her she was going to bear the Son of the Most High, the Son of God Himself. And so she received that and believed that. She was a virgin, but she certainly was a certain one, divine, beloved. There's not but one that's divine, and that's the Son of God. That's God reincarnate in a human body. She had the same lineage that we have, beloved. Same fleshly lineage that we have, beloved. She was shaped in iniquity and born in sin. But yet she was a virgin. She was a believer. She was a person that believed. She was a saint of God. She had not been, God could not have chosen her, but He chosen her. And of course, when He chose her to bear the Son of God. And that's why she says, my spirit doth rejoice, and God my Savior. He says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Brother, that's what I cry out within me. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit doth rejoice in God my Savior. Yes, when He saved me, when He got alive in me, beloved, He dwelt in me, still dwelt in me, and lived in me. That is God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. This old flesh, I'm in a constant battle. Every day that I live, beloved, I have put up a battle against sin, against Satan, against my wretched flesh. Paul said, O wretched man that I am, fleshly man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? We all have problem with sin and with temptation. I'll only lose that temptation and that problem with sin, beloved. That's the outer man, not the inner man. He dwells in me, and greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. I'm more than a conqueror than beloved and gave himself for me. I'm in Christ in me, God in me, the hope of glory. But the outer man is who I have a constant battle with, beloved. I got to tell you, sin's bigger than I am. I can't handle sin. Sin will handle me. But I got a sin bearer. I got help on the inside. Thank God for the unspeakable gift of the ever-loving Lord Jesus Christ. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. But He lives. Song says, you ask me how I know He lives? Well, He lives within my heart. You can't be saved and not know it. I know that I've passed from death unto life. The Bible said, you know you've passed from death unto life, and that God gives you love for the brethren, beloved, and for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. My delight's in the inward man. I have no confidence in my wretched, rotten flesh. If I turn my flesh loose, I'm subject to anything under God's heaven. There's an old, stinking, wretched, sinful nature, beloved, in this flesh. You're born with it, and you'll die with it. And because of sin, that's what brought death upon all mankind. And Adam, we're all going to die. There's no discharge, no getting out of the war of death. That is fleshly death. But you don't want to die a second death. God have mercy on you. The Bible talked about in Revelation, when the sea give up their dead, death and hell, that's soul and body. And they stand, that's the sinners when they stand at the white throne judgment. When the books will be open, that's everything folks done the time that they were accountable for sin, the time they, of course, died. Beloved, the books were open. Here's the main book, and another book, which is the book of life, and their names not found recorded in the book of life. These were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. That's an unquenchable fire. That's the smoke of the torment of the second death that will ascend up ever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. God have mercy on the old body. It's going back to the dust from which it came. Thus thou shalt return. But you don't want to die, beloved, in sin. That's an eternal death. That man is a Trinity, soul, spirit, and body. And beloved, if you miss heaven, you'll go to hell. But God sent Jesus to keep you out of hell. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to whosoever believeth in Him. That means to trust in Him, come to know Him, accept Him as one's personal Savior. Sees himself as a sinner, gets broken, contrite, beloved. It's by grace that you're saved through faith, and that not of yourself, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God help you to repent of your sin. Jesus said, except repent, you'll all likewise perish. That's the only way you can get to heaven, is genuine repentance. That's a broke heart and a contrite spirit. That's yielding your will to the will of God, giving up yourself to the will of God, beloved, and asking for mercy. When you do that, I'll guarantee you'll find it. You'll be a satisfied person. Beloved, I'll guarantee it's nothing like it in this world. Old song said, in the world I've tried most everything and have been able to say, there's nothing like salvation in a good old-fashioned way. And it seems my time just about gone. Write to us and pray for us. And God bless you. It's our prayer in His name. Amen.